Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. Denise is off today. This is the 30th of July, 2022. If you want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. And if you're listening to this on delay or listening to our podcast, you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. You can go to our Facebook page. We post stuff there. We would post on Instagram, but somehow we're having problems getting into our Instagram. We're working on that, but appreciate you being here. Just love being at Radio Law Talk. Today, we're going to not only do a case or no case, but Johnny Depp. We've got to get the latest on Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. We have to do that. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. We're going to talk about their latest fight over the French Chateau and some very, very interesting information about the French Chateau that I didn't know about. We're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about Rust, the latest on the lawsuits going on there. Erica Jane, that's Housewives of Beverly Hills or something.
Yep.
We're going to talk about her latest with the lawyer. What's his name? Her husband's the lawyer.
Oh.
I forgot his name. Anyway, we're going to talk about her, what's going on. Todd and I know it. We just can't even think about it, but we'll get it.
I have a good memory. It's just short.
Yeah. Stan Lee, that's the guy that is the...
If you watch Marvel, all the creators were created by Stan Lee.
Stan Lee, Marvel's guy. His estate, wow, what a mess. We're going to talk about that. Skittles, we're going to talk about Skittles today, yes. Wait for the Skittles discussion today. That's going to be a fun one. But here's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. There's kind of two, maybe three things. The first thing is, let me tell you how much I love Radio Law Talk and appreciate you listeners out there. We have a great listenership. A lot of stations carry us. In fact, people are shocked. Oh, what do you have, like one station? No, I think we're 100 or plus. And they're like, oh, my gosh. But here's the thing that's interesting. Cal Hunter drives quite some distance to come here. Todd is a very busy lawyer with trials all the time as a public defender and former prosecutor for the DA's office. I am super-duper busy, nonstop. I have a personal injury firm, but I have other business ventures that I deal with. And today, of all days on Saturday, the family said, we are taking the family boating. And I said, what?
Where are you going to find the water?
That's probably
what you said.
Yeah, no. I said, go have fun, and I'm not miss. Oh, just miss it one time. No, I can't. This is our child, Cal.
I know. It's what we do.
This is our baby, and we appreciate being here. And Todd and I and Cal, we just sacrifice. Just think of it. Those of you out there listening, not to pat ourselves on the back, this is how much we love it. Every single Saturday. Think of your Saturdays, ladies and gentlemen out there. Every single one is gone to doing Radio Law Talk. That's how much we love you.
And our audience. We love our audience. We love our affiliates. We love the show.
We love the show. And this is our destiny, right, Todd? This is what we do.
It is. I was on my way home from doing a baseball game last night. The game got over with at about 11. It was a long game. Got over with about 11. It's about an hour drive back to my house, and coming down the freeway, dead standstill while a helicopter comes in.
Oh, how fun.
Because there was an accident. So I'm sitting there, and obviously concerned about what's twofold. It was in our county. I'm looking at what's going on there, and my first thought is, Oh, my gosh, that could very well be a case coming my way.
I defend DUIs. Could this be an issue? Right.
Yeah, that could be one. But there I'm sitting there. Saw a lot of drama.
My way, too.
Yeah, exactly. Saw a lot of drama in one car in front of me because there was a concert that had just gotten out.
Oh.
And so all that traffic and in the dead standstill of traffic, there were... Two young ladies got out of one truck yelling at the driver, I'm done, we're going to break up. They go over. I saw a breakup and a reconciliation in the time that I was sitting there on the side of the
road. You should have videoed that. That would have gone viral.
But when I wasn't watching that, pulled out the phone, started reading the stories, prepping for Radio Law Talk, getting ready for this morning.
And just, you know, going to bed at midnight and up early this morning.
Well, it was more like, it was more like 2 o'clock by the time I got home.
Did you drop a Fred Penny card at the accident scene as you went by?
That would have been taken. Although this happened, we were parked there for so long that three cars in front of me was this big, huge diesel truck. And I couldn't see. It was a pickup truck. I couldn't see around it. So when the cars start going, our lane's not moving. The traffic coming the other way is moving, but nobody, and everybody keeps honking, and I can't figure out why, and I can't see around the cars in front of me. The dude in the diesel fell asleep. Everybody in front of him had gone, and finally somebody pulls around him. No traffic for like 3 miles. He's just asleep in the middle of the road.
Yeah,
there so long.
A concert. It must have been a country concert.
It was.
And the guy had a couple too many red solo cups.
Well, it's better that than when he was driving.
Well, obviously he wasn't driving. He was parked.
He starts falling asleep.
Yeah, he
better
was,
that than when he was driving. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and here's the second thing. The second exciting thing. One of my favorite shows on Seinfeld. There's many. One of my favorite one is Kramer when he shows up to the dealership and test drives the car. What happens?
Oh, I don't remember this.
Test drives the car. And what do you do when you test drive a car in the old days? I mean, look, it's always on empty. They're always on empty when you test drive.
It's a contest.
And Kramer's contest with the salesperson was, how far can we go without it running out of gas? Right? And it's the whole show pops in and out about them going, no, dude, it's not only red, it's below the E. Let's go one more exit. And I said to myself, you know, I had to take a little bit of, I take a little bit of medication without getting into my private details. But, you know, if I usually I take it in the evening, but I took it this morning. And so you got to have something to eat with it. So I had to pull over and get something to eat. And I looked at my watch. And I said, I'm not going to make it on time to Radio Law Talk. But I said, you know what? I'm going to chance it. And I pulled into this fast food place, just FYI. And it's a double driveway. And I, you know how you always pick the wrong one?
The worst one.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Guess what? I picked the best one for the first time. It literally was so fast, and the lady next to me, okay, I came in, there's two cars went in front of her, because it's one of the double ones, and I came up, said it, she was still there, chalking and trying to figure out what to do, and you could tell the people behind her upset. And I zipped through it, and I got here with 4 minutes to go, Cal. 4 minutes to go.
I was proud of you when I got your text. I thought, oh, here we go. And you walked right in with enough time to grab a sip of water. That was wonderful. Good job, Fred.
Yeah, there was a person in Illinois last night winning ticket, $1.2 billion
in
the lottery.
And
something starts with an I. And, you know, they might have won that, but Fred got the correct drive-thru lane.
Yes!
You know, it's
so
perspective,
exciting.
Folks.
We come back, we're going to do case or no case, and then get into the Johnny Depp and some Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie lawsuits. We'll
so
be back.
The lottery, as I call it, the Cal and Donna Hunter retirement plan. Anyway, it did not work out this time, but stay tuned. Radio Law Talk is coming up. It continues. This is just segment one, and we have many more coming between now and noon. Stay tuned as the show continues.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage? coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you. Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-7. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And he steps out to police his own brass, to pick up the brass. Hold the phone, the shooting range says. They come on the PA. Sir, do not pick up the brass. Sir, they stopped him from picking up his own brass. His attorney happened to be shooting with him at about the same time. He went to the attorney and said, wait a minute. I bought those bullets. They can't just take my brass. I want to pick it up and reload them. The attorney said, that's interesting. How many times have you done that? He said, probably the first time I've really noticed it, not that many. But look at all these people here. None of these people can pick up their own brass. The shooting range claims it. What do you think? Can we go after them so people can actually get back what they paid for? Do we have a case or no case? Fred Penny, what say you?
That's like picking up your golf ball out of the pond. Oh, I'm going to go in the pond with my scuba gear and find some, by the way. Sad. It's not a laughable thing. A lady looking for a golf ball fell in Florida, was it?
Yep.
In the pond, and the alligators took her down.
Yes, yeah. It was not much of a contest.
Wow.
She did not finish the round. Let's put it that
way. Let's put it this way. You do not, if there's alligators, don't be going in any near any of those waters.
Or rattlesnakes.
I didn't realize alligators are that powerful. I guess
they
are.
Oh, my goodness.
Like a guy my size, could they take me down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Really?
I mean, I have.
Well, I guess they take like deer and stuff down.
I've seen some videos of them doing some pretty nasty stuff, and especially a great big one that's, that's hungry. That's like Todd pulling into the drive-in of the fast food restaurant on a Saturday morning. Hey, don't mess with these things.
And it seems like anywhere you go, there is someone always. There is something that's dangerous.
Yep.
If it's not, here it's rattlesnakes. Where we are here, it's rattlesnakes,
And fires.
Yeah.
The rattlesnakes come down because of the fires. It makes it even better.
You go out hiking on the road, you cougars. Cougars, if you go out hiking in the backwoods.
Now, was that over 35?
Or to a club?
Well, to Todd, that's like 80 and above. Okay, but see, this cow, that's a really interesting thing, whether or not that's their brass.
Oh. He went to the range and said, why can't I do it? They said, liability. He said, that's BS. I'm coming after you for sure now. Go ahead.
Okay, so the question is, you're shooting. The brass is generally going to fall right next to you where you're shooting. It's not like it's out in the range.
Exactly.
Why can't you bend over and pick it up? I think Cal went shooting at the range, and the brass was all on there, and he picked it up and goes, what if they told me I couldn't do that? This is not a case. It's a scenario.
Mr. Keenum, what do you think about this?
Well, a similar situation arises in recycling.
Okay.
Because certain companies, like the trash hauler, they have a contract with the city or the municipality to pick up all of the trash, and then they get the recycle bin. So the question is, who owns the recycled material, and when does it transfer to the waste hauler?
So who owns the pre-recycled material, and then who owns it once it picks it up?
Right? Who owns the trash? Yeah. Who owns what gets discarded? And there's obviously some questions about contracts with the municipality, because, look, that could defray their costs significantly for their contract. And so there's that about can a third party contract away your right to your recyclables or what have you. And so I know that this is an issue because of that. And I'm gonna disagree with Fred only because we're starting anew, right? We are.
Yeah, you just won.
Yes. So I'll say that this is a case and that he wins. That he is able to recover his own brass.
Okay.
He is able to recover his own brass of discarded shells because, like Fred said, they're very close. But he can't go collecting others because then it's a safety issue.
Right.
So that's
Cal
what I would
has
say.
A phone call.
Yeah, let's
go ahead. Go ahead and answer it, Cal.
No, my sister's calling me because we're going to Utah right after the show, and I'm sure she'll want to know when we drive there. And
why don't you just answer? You should answer. Yeah, dear, what's up?
Yeah.
You're live on the radio with over thousands of people.
Live on the radio, thousands of people listening, hundreds of affiliates coast to coast. Keelan, darling, I'll call you back.
And we would hear the. So, how many bottles of Mountain Dew and cases of Dorito chips do we get for this drive?
Not enough.
All right, so let's see what happens there. If it's Fred Penny or if it's going to be Todd Cuden that wins this case or no case with Earl from Kansas City.
Now, here's the answer to this.
Okay.
Now, some ranges don't let users pick up brass because they sell it themselves, as Todd said, for recycling or reloading, and it's a major profit center for them. A further issue is inexperienced shooters reaching or crawling past the firing line onto the range range to grab the brass. Super dangerous. Another reason is health and safety. You ever seen the floor of a firing range covered with lead dust from any place, dust all over? And they say, by the way, when you go shooting, you should wash your hands and your face when you leave the firing line and take a shower, close everything when you get home because of the danger of lead exposure. However, in this case, it is not a case.
Yeah! I knew it was a scenario. I knew that. But that is an issue. That's a good issue, Cal. That was a great one. So that means Fred Penny, 2 points. Let's see.
Yep, nice job. Next hour, I'm going to take you to Dunedin, Florida, where a man let his grass grow a little long, and the city did not like it, so we'll talk about that coming up next hour on Case or No Case.
Yes, I'm so happy you were talking about grass growing over. Can I tell you a quick story?
Well, it is California.
Is it anecdotal? Hey, Todd, I mean, Cal,
yeah.
This is going to be anecdotal day.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
That is anecdotal.
All right, go ahead.
15 years ago, my daughter...
Oh, stop it.
...was dating a guy. Tells you what a great father I am and how I teach my children well. Speaking of grass, and my daughter said, I said, well, you might not want to go out with that guy. I think he's kind of doing things he shouldn't be doing. Dad, I know what you're talking about. By the way, this is my 15-year-old daughter. I know what you're talking about. What? Yeah, Dad, he smokes grass, not marijuana. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you know, like grass out front when we cut our grass, he just rolls that up and smokes that.
Sure
That's
he
what
does.
He said, he smokes grass.
Sure he does.
You know, nothing.
I said, dear.
I'm all for naivete, but that's the big one.
nothing takes the edge off a day like an aged fescue. Yeah. Oh, man.
Kentucky Especially to a 15-year-old. Dad, he only smokes grass.
Kentucky bluegrass, no baby.
All right, we'll be back. Talk about Johnny Depp.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW. Law.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and...
USA Radio News.
We have a winner. Mega Millions confirmed that there is one soul-winning jackpot ticket that was sold in a Speedway convenience store in Des Plaines, Illinois, in this historic $1.28 billion drawing. This is the third time in the 20-year history of the American lottery game the big prize has reached the billion-dollar mark. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and the Russian foreign minister spoke by phone about a U.S. proposal to secure the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner and fellow jailed American Paul Whelan.
I urged Foreign Minister Lavrov to move forward with that proposal. I'm not going to characterize his response, and I can't give you an assessment of whether I think things are any more or less likely, but it was important that he hear directly from me on that.
This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you serious?
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@RadioLawTalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@RadioLawTalk.com.
.com.
We're always serious, Cal. This is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, we talked last week about the latest with Amber Heard appealing her verdict, and then Johnny Depp appealing the verdict against him for $2 million. And Todd, you said the reason was, remember that? You mentioned the reason was?
What was that?
Okay, yeah. Remember Johnny Depp appealed also?
Oh, well, Johnny Depp appealed because it was almost like a counter appeal. And the idea is, wait a second. If Amber Heard's going to appeal, then if it's just her, then the issues are all before the appellate panel are all going to be focused on Amber Heard issues. So I've got to file an appeal as well, so the appellate panel gets the full panoply of what happened, and they can review my issues and their issues. It's almost like, all right, let's review the whole trial again.
It's not en bloc, yeah. Which could be only three justices. So, but I guess the words dichotomy here, or the woe for Amber Heard, who's struggling and trying to figure out what to do and how to survive this thing. In the meantime, Johnny Depp's getting a $40 million Netflix deal and just sold his art for $3.6 million. I'm not talking art he bought. This is art that he did. And what I'm wondering is, were those actually his I mean, did he like draw that up, or was it like a sketch behind, and he like did the dot to dot thing, you know?
Or an Andy Warhol studio, because Warhol would have a studio. He'd come in and oversee various artists doing art in his style. So were these Depp originals, or were they studio pieces?
Well, apparently it shows him, you know, doing it, but I doubt he has that much. You know, if you look at the paintings, they're pretty nice, but I'm sure he filled a bunch of it in and did a bunch of it, but he probably didn't do it all. But anyway, they sold his art pieces. Some of them sold as high as $18,000, and some went for $4,800. But between you and I and the fence post, man, maybe I should have bought. I didn't know about it. What is his? And this is his first edition. He's so popular. I wonder if these things will go for a lot of money in 100 years or 50 years. I don't know.
Firework art. Up fast, down fast. That's my theory.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're probably right.
This may be just the art speculation. You know, we talked about venture capitalists and how in the case of the Holmes trial with Theranos, and the venture capitalists will just drop a bunch of money on what they think is an idea and it's going to take off. And you have to assume that after the popularity and how Johnny Depp has been streaming on all the social media platforms because of the trial for the last 6 months at least, but for quite some time, that folks are probably jumping on any Johnny Depp bandwagon right now.
I could see him on Shark Tank. I'm an artist, and I like that.
Well, let us see what you've got.
Well, what Mark Cuban would say to that.
Here's one that I painted, and it took me a while because it was a dot to dot, and you know, I had to consult an abacus to figure out where to go from four to this number called five. I didn't know they were right next to each other on the line.
The next one I call my magic marker collection.
And what's the one that you can't quite... Well, whose face is that? That's Amber Heard's. That's the
yes, this is my impression of Pablo Picasso. And
this is the second one of Amber Heard, and for the next day, and the third, 40 pictures of Amber Heard, dot to dot fill-in. So, you know, what's interesting... I just remember going back as we at Radio Law Talk discussed all the issues that were going on with Johnny Depp lawsuits. This is not, he sued his management, his lawyers. He's been in lawsuits left and right. He had the lawsuit that the guy claimed that Johnny assaulted him. That settled. Those were allegations. The poor guy's been through, and everyone says, oh, poor guy. But, you know, he's been through a lot, this guy. And I remember going back to 2016, 2017. He's selling his estates. He had that Venice Grand Canal estate he sold for $10.8 million that he paid $13 million for.
Yeah.
He was selling stuff off just to pay his debts. And that's why everyone's like, yeah, the rich don't understand. The rich, you know what? The rich sometimes are just as poor as the poor.
Just at a zero.
They can't figure out, you know, how to budget, you know. So it doesn't matter if you make $50,000 or $40,000 a year or, you know, $4 million a year. People don't budget sometimes, and they're broke. And I know some wealthy people that struggle. Yeah. Quite frankly, struggle.
Well, Johnny Depp just got his wine budget from selling his art. If you think about
that's
it, he's
right.
Good for a year.
That's right. But I found out it wasn't he was right. Well, we found out they did drink a little bit of wine. Isn't that right? So anyway, but now he's back on top, cruising. Good for Johnny Depp. You know, Amber Heard, we're going to see what's going to happen with if she's going to get any other movie tracks. Have you heard of any other movie tracks she's getting?
I haven't heard of any offers that
heard?
She's received. Yeah. You know, in Hollywood, there has to develop a herd mentality.
Herd. Exactly.
Right now, she's probably suffering from herd immunity, and nobody is offering her much. But, look, during the trial, there were a lot of folks that were talking about roles that she was missing out on. She wasn't being offered this role or that role, and she couldn't audition. Well, look, you got to be there in order to... You have to be available to not only audition, but you have to be available for the production. And I would think that for Amber Heard, because of the ambiguity over the length of the trial and the timing of the trial, a huge factor in her not being able to be cast was probably her availability. The best ability you can have as an actor is availability.
Right, like a football player. But I also think part of it is she went after a very popular Hollywood guy, and other people in Hollywood are going, is she going to do the same thing to me?
Well, as long as you don't date or you ought to be all right.
But I mean, really, don't you think that comes to mind when a person is litigious by nature or appears to be for that moment?
It could be. It could very well be. You know, it's not like she had no support from people in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And certainly, given the movement today with Me Too and all that, there's going to be a large number of folks that are probably reserved judgment until after the trial in the civil case. Because let's not forget, the son won their case against Johnny Depp, and she was their key witness. So after the victory over in England by the son against Johnny Depp on very similar issues, I think that there was probably a large portion of Hollywood's like, okay, she's done this, and she was right. She was the victim according to the results of that trial.
But she couldn't let it go.
Well, she still had her civil suit.
She won. Move on.
She didn't win in Hollywood. She did not win in England. That was not her suit. She was just a witness.
Oh, right, the newspaper won.
And
right.
That's
right.
So the son wins over there, and then she comes over here. Up until the time the jury came back with the verdict, who knew which way it was going to go? But still, she had no availability to be in anything for the last couple of years, because she could never guarantee to somebody, I will be available from this period of time to this period of time. If it's a starring role, you got to dedicate at least 4 months of your life for shooting, plus rehearsals depending on the type of production it is. And she couldn't do that. Because
we saw a movie with her and Bruce Willis on, my wife and I were scanning channels, and she said, is that Amber Heard? And I said, aha, now her face is forever identified with Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's opponent in a lawsuit, and not a particular role. I mean, that could be a factor also, you know.
Could be. She's going to have to get her publicists out there to get her work. I still think that the indie film, look, if she's going for movie studio produced films, the big players, she might have a tough time, but I think the smaller groups, the indie groups, will probably have her come in, and she's probably going to have to executive produce some of her own stuff
and rebuild her career some way. Yeah.
Let's move on to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Look, I've got some interesting things to talk about when it comes to this lawsuit. This is their Chateau Merval. The Chateau Merval. Which, by the way, they bought it for, $60 million they bought it for? I didn't realize. This is like over 1,000 acres. This is one of the original wineries in France that has a recording studio. Let me tell you about this recording studio. Ready for this? I had no idea that this Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's place, which, by the way, they're suing each other over, and we're going to talk about that, it has this studio that, guess who has produced albums there? Don't say it. When we come back, I'm going to go through some of the studio superstars that have been in that studio and what albums were produced there at the Chateau in France. And they want to keep this place. When we come back, I'm going to reveal them. I'm shocked. Just so you know, it's a shocker.
It's a pretty interesting list.
Yeah. So we'll be back after this with Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. We'll be back after these great messages from our sponsors.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Todd. Radio Law Talk continues momentarily. We'll take a break and we'll come back. And all you have to do is stay tuned to get the Radio Law Talk, however you're getting it, on the radio or online, all free. We'll continue. Don't go away.
There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here, right after this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No fun. Oh, that's down.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So their chateau, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's chateau, has a recording studio. And here are some of the things that have been recorded there. The Wall by Pink Floyd. So Sadie's Sweetest Taboo. Is that the song?
Chardet. Yes.
Sweetest Taboo. That's one of the songs on The Wall?
Yeah. If you heard the song, you would know it immediately. Very, very popular song.
Then we got Heat Seeker by AC/DC was a session there. And Sessions, also, name a few, Elton John, right?
Yep.
Sting, Shirley Bassey. Who is Brian Ferry? I don't know who that is. Courtney Love, that's Courtney Love. Those of you who don't know, that's Kurt Cobain's girlfriend.
Yep.
Belinda Carlisle, Morrissey, Steve Winwood, Queen, The Cranberries, The Cure, Judas Priest, on and on and on. These people recorded things at this studio at this winery that's over 1,000 you know, acres. And what are some the other things? They're claiming this winery, again, they're suing over. We're going to talk about a little bit about it. The winery, who was the famous person that came through there?
It's believed that St. Thomas Aquinas.
St. Thomas Aquinas, yeah.
It's believed that he visited there in 1252. Obviously, Brad and Angelina weren't there at the time.
Did George Washington sleep there? I was just wondering.
I don't know.
well, anyway, here's the fight. So they own this thing. The divorce is getting nasty. And apparently Angelina wants to put it up for sale. And Brad's argument is, no, I have first right of refusal. You know, Angelina says, no, I want to, you know, sell it. And but okay, but why don't they just sell it then to, why doesn't she just sell it to Brad? Apparently she wants to sell it to this another company that's an alcohol company that she sold. What's the name? I'm not an alcohol drinker. So Stoli, right? Stoli.
Yeah, she wanted to sell it to the parent company that owns Stoli, which is huge because I mean Stoli, they already have all of the manufacturing and distribution networks set up. It would have been a no-brainer. They would have made a lot of money to sell there. Brad Pitt would have made a lot of money to have Stoli as a partner. But, you know, Angelina Jolie did that. Brad Pitt, he didn't want to sell. Now, one of his arguments is that apparently one of the shareholders of the company is a Russian oligarch, and there were some concerns there. But right now, Pitt objected to it. They're in litigation over whether or not it can be sold.
Now, here's what's interesting. It's the a lot of the headlines are Angelina Jolie wins latest round, wins big round. Just so you know, the win was nothing. Just FYI, yeah. As a lawyer, that what she did, what happened is that she's trying to get some documents from the businesses of Brad Pitt and documents concerning this case. The judge says, okay, give him the documents.
Yeah.
That's not a massive win. Oh, this is a big win. No, it's not. It's just, okay, hand over some of the documents so we can look at them to see what the real agreement is, right? To determine if there's any side deals or whatever. And so there she goes. It's called a motion to compel, just so you know. That's what it's called. And the odds of judges not allowing documents to be given to another party about the case, it's almost always granted.
And who knows why they want the documents or its relevance, but one right off the top of my head would be, well, if Brad Pitt wants to not allow the sale to go through, claiming he has the right of first refusal, I would imagine that Angelina Jolie and her party, her legal team would want to know, well, wait a minute, if this thing's worth $60 million, whatever the sale price was, could Brad Pitt and his companies even afford it at the current market price? They would want to have information about business dealings to do that. So I think it's all relevant the way it goes forward. But you're right. I really don't think Brad Pitt and his legal team is, after this ruling, going, oh, my gosh, we're toast.
Yeah, we're toast.
Oh, we have to turn over our financials. Uh-oh, we're done.
Probably making them do these motions just to turn them over. All right, here you go. But guess what? The interesting thing is the L.A., this is in Los Angeles, the judge said, no, you're not going to wait for an appeal to turn them over. You turn them over now. You go ahead and appeal, but you're still going to turn them over. Then I guess what they can do is afterwards just say, okay, these documents cannot be used. But the interesting thing is, well, the bell's been rung, and you got to see the documents. But still, there you go. That's interesting. So another one, an interesting one. Russ producer, these are all like these big, I love the headlines. As lawyers, we look at these headlines, and I get it. It has to be a little more sensational. We're going to talk about Rust. This is, so you know, this is where in New Mexico, where the accidental shooting of the cinematographer, super sad situation. And by
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin,
yep.
As an accident, right? There's been no problem. prosecution yet. And what happened is New Mexico, there's been a number of civil lawsuits going on now, and then actually there's been no prosecution at this point. FYI, the New Mexico Safety Agency, or if you're in California or other, it's called Cal OSHA in California, penalized the producers of rust for, number one, they knew that the firearm safety procedures weren't being followed, and they noted also there's a they basically had an indifference to the welfare of the cast, and they cited them. The maximum amount allowed in New Mexico is $136,000.
Now, some people might look at that and say, "Well, okay, if that is all true, how come on a on an OSHA citation that didn't result also in criminal prosecution?" The big difference here is the burden of proof. The burden of proof on an OSHA citation is not beyond a reasonable doubt like it is for a criminal prosecution. And so, while there might have been, when you take the evidence collectively and you look at it, and again, they haven't said thumbs up or thumbs down on whether or not there's going to be a criminal prosecution. They're still investigating it. But as it stands right now, just because you get the OSHA indictment doesn't mean that you have enough evidence to convince a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that somebody is criminally liable. That's what they're waiting to see.
So one of the producers basically claimed, they're claiming against Rust, its producers. This is the individual that was shot, right? That lived. Isn't that correct?
No, this person.
The plaintiff.
The plaintiff in this case we're talking about was the script supervisor, not injured, shot, was just on set when it happened.
Okay, I thought it was.
And she sued. She's got a lawsuit against Alec Baldwin and everything, and also sued two producers that were basically the money behind it. They weren't even there.
Right, and so there we go. Setting that up good. I couldn't remember. I knew the name, but I didn't remember which person that was. But the point is, they're arguing assault and infliction of emotional distress. And first of all, assault is they threw it out. The judge basically threw out assault, and they threw out the what other?
They threw out assault, and they also threw out the infliction of emotional distress claims as to the producer.
Right, as the producer. Yes. I'm struggling here because I know it, but I'm trying to back up. And the situation here is this was what's called a demur. And a demur is, look, on its face, if the facts are true, there still is no proof of assault. Nothing was intentional. They didn't intend to do this. They didn't believe, and also the individuals that were involved in this, that were harmed, did not believe they're in danger prior to the incident, and that's an essential part of this. And so what people said, oh, it's a huge win. No, what it is, go back and replead it. In other words, they struck those two things down. The judge did, but said, you can come back and redo it. So it is going to cover or carry the scrutiny of a demur. So people don't realize, huge win. Second time we've talked about this. No, it's not a huge win. That's standard. All right, we throw those out, but go ahead and replete it and rewrite it up, and we'll keep them in. And I can get into what a demur is, but that's boring. But it's basically, it's very rare demurs are going to stay. So we'll be back next hour. We're going to talk about Erica Jane. She is the lady from Housewives of Beverly Hills. We'll be back after this.
1 hour of Radio Law Talk is over, but that doesn't mean there's not more of the show straight ahead, and there is. And when the show's over, you can go to RadioLawTalk.com and listen to every episode, all free. They're all archived and categorized according to topic. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.